So Brett Cecil works a minor league game, inter-squad game this morning. What'd you see?
He was good. He's throwing strikes. I know the last game he walked some guys, but today he was down in the zone, good life. Just pounded the zone, work quick, and threw a lot of strikes. The biggest thing was getting back down in the zone and throwing strikes, and he was doing that because Brett's not a guy that'll walk guys. So that was, like John said, you get your one bad outing in spring, and he had it. So he was good today.
The Orioles are here today, and that will be a start for him in the first couple of weeks of the season. Is that one of the reasons he was there?
There's no question. Like you've seen, we've had a lot of guys throw in the backfields to avoid, especially anybody we play in the AL East, and that's a big part of that as well. We've had Moro back there. We've had Romero back there and so on. So, like you said, we play the Orioles' third series, and it would line up with whoever's in the three hole. So even though we haven't finalized the rotation, there's absolutely a strong thought process of when we face an AL East team to not have our guys go up against that team.
And John Farrell also mentioned this morning he wanted to make sure he got seven up and downs. Was pitch count a factor for him at all?
No. I don't even know if he needed to throw on the side, but he was pretty quick, and I don't even know if he walked anybody. So he was good. He was sharp, and he was down in the zone, and he's the Brett that we know, pounding strikes and did a good job. So I didn't check what the total was, but he was fine.